is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Across the globe, more than 528,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, Brazil more than 1.5 million. Together, these two nations make more than a third of the worldwide figure of 11.2 million. Sunday, Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths due to COVID-19, the country's highest official one-day toll since the outbreak began in February. The previous record of 162 deaths was announced Monday in the Islamic Republic, which has been battling the Middle East's deadliest outbreak of the novel coronavirus. The new deaths bring the toll in Iran to 11,571, according to the health ministry. The rising trajectory has prompted the government to make the wearing of masks mandatory in enclosed public spaces in an effort to combat the spread. And Ghana's president has gone into self-isolation for 2 weeks as a precautionary measure, despite testing negative for the coronavirus. This after one of his contacts was confirmed to have the illness. President Nana Akufo-Addo will be working from the presidential villa in Accra, which is the capital of the West African nation. Ghana has reported more than 19,300 cases of the new respiratory illness and 117 deaths. Nevertheless, it has lifted its strict lockdown, although social distancing measures remain in place. Since the pandemic erupted, a number of senior political figures worldwide have caught the disease, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was hospitalized and has now recovered. Senegal's president also went into preventative quarantine last month despite testing negative.